Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Fred Smoot scheduled to join us coming up at 9:20. We will get back into the Commanders with him on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.miles.com. So I don't think any of us really got to watch much of Tom Brady on the call because the Cowboys were playing at the same time as the Commanders. So we were locked in on the Commanders game. But I know I went on Twitter and I saw trending Tom Brady. And then I clicked on the comments and it was all people joning on him. Then I clicked on another trending topic, which was Greg Olsen. And it was people saying they need to bring Greg Olsen back to be the top guy.
I love Olsen. I think he's good.
The criticism I saw of him was that he had weird cadence and that he didn't have much energy. Here is a little sample of Tom Brady on his first call as a color commentator.
Turner back there. That's something to worry about. 71?
This is crazy. Yeah.
Well, they got a cover. If it doesn't go in.
This is a 71-yard attempt. And now the Browns will call a timeout.
Maybe everyone's going to rethink this one.
71 yards.
Go to the Jets. Oh, come
on. He's boring. He's boring.
$37.5 million per year for 10 years.
How much? I mean, that was boring.
$37.5 million.
I mean, just put another guy in there. What else are they going to say? I mean,
we're
attempting a 71-yarder.
Scott Hansen ripped him.
He did?
What did he say? At the end of that, he said, come on, Tom, have some energy.
No.
He literally said that. Hold on.
That's brutal.
The one clip I saw, he did have
71 yards.
Weird pauses.
Go to the Jets down. Oh, come on. Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth. This is going to be a
Turner back.
But actually, just listen to the difference in Scott Hansen versus Tom Brady.
That's the difference between a broadcaster and just a guy that's worth $300 million, and this is just a joke.
No, I wasn't sure with you coming in the booth. I made sure I did my hair real nice. I figured there'd be some more on cameras with you here today. You know, just a hunch.
Hey, with just more we could do up here. Provide the fan experience. I do
not fun.
Laughs.
All right, listen. I want to hear this. He's boring. He's a pretty boy. He throws the football well. He's boring.
Hey, can you tell? Do you have any audio of him actually analyzing a play or dissecting a play?
Please have him.
It's obviously not jumping out at it.
I'll give him credit. I believe. I mean, look. If all of us were in that same position, we would say the most obvious things. But I'll give him credit. I think he said something about Micah Parsons lining up on the left on the play that Micah Parsons deflected it and it was picked off.
Okay.
So
okay,
what do you mean? Credit there.
I didn't see
he
that.
He lined up on the left. What's so brilliant?
I don't know. He
about
said something
analysis.
Like, well, because Parsons, he just warned based on where Parsons was lined up, that Parsons would be an impactful player on that. Again, I said that we might have been able to make that call.
Yeah, I'll go out on a limb and say I could say Micah Parsons is a disruptive player.
They brought him in, and they want Deshaun to regain that form he had in Houston. And today, they've just gone backwards too much.
Sounds another nervous.
Penalty,
probably long was. Yardage again. Dealing with Parsons here at the top of the screen.
He sucks. Listen, Tony Romo. Laughs at that. Tony Romo's energy blows his away.
Well,
you may think he's annoying. Yeah. His energy blows him away.
We all said that we would never watch a game just because Tom Brady's calling it.
Of course not.
All right, we're not going to watch a game just because.
This way. I was watching the Saints game because it stayed on my channel or whatever.
Brutal.
And it just stayed on. I didn't even realize it was Brady until halfway through it. I was like, because they were the two most boring guys ever. Sorry.
Burkhart and Brady?
Burkhart is a nondescript pro, but he doesn't stand out. Brady's a pretty boy.
And here's the thing about Brady.
That's it.
He's supposedly doing all this preparation. Supposedly, they called 17 games. Like rehearsal. But some people just have
You either got charisma.
They have that charisma in their voice.
Just comes out of
it. And he doesn't seem to have it.
Right.
He ain't got no Riz.
He's not the Rizzler.
He's handsome. He can read a defense.
Yeah.
His name is Tom Brady. That's why he's there.
I mean, he was good in his roast. Like, I think the expectations were raised because I think he was good in his roast. So the jokes that they gave him, he delivered well.
Yeah, well, that's all pre-scripted. Like,
hold on. He probably had a few.
Did they give him the deal after the roast?
No, he already had the
deal. No, but I'm saying that people watch from there, so like, oh, maybe he's going to be really good. But I don't, from what I read, again, I didn't watch the broadcast. From what I read, that he wasn't taking...
I can't already
tell. He wasn't
tell.
Taking people down.
He ain't got it in him.
Right. He stinks. No, there, he ain't got it. He won't bring in one casual eyeball with that sort of personality.
He does not have it.
He's not dynamic.
What was his contract with Fox?
10 years, $375 million.
People are so dumb. Punting
that money right into the sun.
Where are our bosses
that dumb?
That
is unbelievable.
The weird part is, I think he's pretty decent. I've seen clips of him when I think he does Cowherd Show weekly, because Cowherd, it's Fox. So it's probably part of his contract that he has to do those radio shows. And there, I think he actually challenges players a little bit more.
Maybe Cowherd makes him interesting. I don't know. He's personality of a pretty boy. I mean, I'm not shocked at all.
Cake says no one, not one person's turning in for Greg Olsen. I know that. Greg Olsen's so overrated.
I agree.
He's good. I like him.
He's fine.
The NFL product is crack. We're all addicted.
Yes.
No, you don't need to roll out Tom Brady or Greg Olsen. I'm there already.
You're addicted to big events. That's why they're playing games in Brazil. That's why everything is shiny. Tom Brady adds something to it. He might suck. Greg Olsen sucked for his first 2 years, I thought. He got slightly better.
There was a
Greg
lot
Brady,
of
Olsen give Brady energy. A little Greg bit Olsen chance. Has energy.
He's fine. People go crazy for him.
I'm not crazy for him.
You tell me one call energy. You remember from Greg Olsen?
I like
No, of course I can't.
He has a little Riz.
Not much. Romo has Riz. Romo has Riz. Greg Olsen was terrible
Greg
in the
Olsen's
Super Bowl.
Got a third leg too. Don't forget that.
He sang it in his rap song
back in the day when he was at the U.
You have to play it again for me to.
I don't know. I'm taking Greg Olsen there.
Yeah.
Now look, it was Tom Brady's first game.
I'm sure.
I would assume he gets better.
I would.
Joe
assume
Montana never got better. I don't know if his personality is going to get better.
Do you remember Joe Montana?
Yeah, he was a dud.
They're not this similar.
Eric Dickerson on the sideline, he'll get better. Some guys are just duds.
The Joe Montana is a great example. Another pretty boy dud.
But I'll tell you this. Brady would have, if he played for about, I don't know, 70% of the teams yesterday, he would have been better than their starting quarterback.
I agree with that, too.
I mean, the quarterbacks yesterday were the top four quarterbacks, maybe not in this order, or maybe Mayfield, Allen, Carr, Darnold.
Right.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold
had thrown a pick, though.
Sam Darnold, but he was still one of the best four yesterday.
He was effective.
I think he forgot Tua.
All right, Tua. All right, I did forget Tua.
Only two guys went over 300.
Tua threw a bunch of yards, but he had one.
He threw a 60-plus yarder to Waddle, a bomb.
Well, and the one to
80-yarder to Tyreek
was nice. Yeah. All right, so you can put two in there.
But yeah, going back to Friday night, Hurts had a couple of interceptions.
Yeah.
Jordan Love gets hurt.
Jordan Love looked pretty good in that game.
Yep. The QB injuries already starting.
They're already mounting.
Hmm.
Those Fox execs are paying Brady nearly $400 million are kicking themselves.
They
can't believe what's happening.
They just throw money away. I mean, it really is shocking.
Rupert Murdoch should be pissed.
Yeah. Cakes loves it.
I mean, it's almost $500 million.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
For a guy
he's not,
with
he's
no
not sweating
risk.
A circa loss.
Yeah. Give me your...
definitely not sweating it.
Hey, I'm going to give you a chance.
Yeah.
Go around them. Top five QBRs of quarterbacks this week.
Well, one was Baker for sure.
Mayfield, definitely.
Baker was number three.
Carr had to have been top two or three.
Carr was number four.
Who else is actually good? I'll throw Darnold in there.
Number seven.
Bitter.
All right. Was Tua in there?
Tua's number 14.
All right. Well, how is he top four then? Josh Allen.
Josh Allen, number one.
Yeah.
Two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. Anthony Richardson, number two.
Mm.
Guy had nine completions for 212 yards.
Just big chunk yardage.
And then, of course, he ran in one. And then the last one was Kyler Murray.
Yep.
Hmm. Kyler Murray played well.
All right.
Well, he played well.
Maybe early in the game.
Third quarter, they were duds, and then they scored late.
Number six on QBR was Jacoby Brissett.
Thanks, Jacoby. Yeah. You hosed us.
He didn't do anything spectacular.
You hosed us in Survivor.
But I guess he made the right decisions.
By the way, that loss wiped out 35% of the Circa field. Gone. The Bengals.
Cincy, really?
35% of the field was on the Bengals yesterday, including the Junks.
But we've got our touchdown parlay. So if I'm Drab, Drab, you're not going to cash out. So he bet $10 with
thinking about it.
Our touchdown parlay. Okay, just to remind the listeners, on Friday, Jason had to change from T. Higgins, but he's gone with Christian McCaffrey, who plays tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the rest of us hit.
Should have gone with Barkley.
EB, you hit on Brian Robinson, mm-hmm. found the end zone. Cakes, were you a Justin Jefferson guy?
Yep.
Found the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
I took Mike Evans. He found the end zone twice. And the boys behind the glass, who did you have?
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson, who ran
who I discovered.
You may have discovered him. if we miss, we should win because Evans double dipped.
Yeah.
I would argue that with the sportsbook. And they would say, you're an idiot.
Right.
Stop arguing.
Did you see the stat on Anthony Richardson? It's amazing. I know we've talked about it before, but I saw it online yesterday. He's had, since high school, 13 starts.
I think it's more. It might be like 17 or 18.
It was
now,
something ridiculously low.
It's a very low number. Fantasy superstar.
I'm not denying it.
How many fantasy points did Daniels get? 29?
Like 28. And he threw as many touchdowns as you did.
I know.
Zero.
Well, you need two touchdowns from Daniels next week to win our bet.
You love that meaningless drive.
We have the head-to-head bet, remember?
At the end.
Yeah. Of course I loved it. I was like, yes, now I'm halfway there. Just need two more tutties.
All right, should I go to the Jeff? Jeff wants to defend Brady, I think. I think so.
All right. Maybe it wasn't that bad. I mean, none of us watched it.
No, but I watched the end.
Okay.
And it was butt boring.
Yeah.
Indistinguishable.
That's a terrible game.
Well, I hope he was talking about how bad Deshaun Watson looked and how awful he was.
Jeff?
Hey. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'm sort of in Cakes' camp where, you know, the NFL has us anyway. I mean, it is sort of like crack.
Correct.
So whether it's Tom Brady or Marsha Brady, whatever. But, you know, I'm an older guy, so I'm an older generation who grew up with the Summeralls and then that era. So there was an era where being understated was appreciated, and you just let the game develop. And, you know, fans are pretty smart these days, and not everything needs to be dissected. I'm wondering if Fox said, hey, you know, you don't have to be so overstated, because I think there's you could flip it on the other side where almost you get on, you know, shut up, Romo, shut up. You know, just let me watch the game, because there tends to be,
fair.
I'd almost say, the throwback of just, you know, first down, there's a run right side. You know, all the other in between almost gets to be sort of over the top, and it gets to be annoying.
It just sounded like very low energy. There could be a happy medium between Romo just, you know, so excited,
right,
and Brady just looking like he's disinterested, sounding like he's disinterested.
Do you remember back in the 80s, NBC did this test when they broadcast games?
It was a Dolphin game with no announcers.
It was
brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Bruder.
Yeah. You need something.
I think it's somewhere in between. And if Brady can find that niche, I think he'll be fine.
Okay. I'm not sure he can.
Thank you.
I'm not sure he can.
I mean, that's just his personality. It's
debut, and you, like, I would think you would be a chatterbox. Like, it would just be, you'd be so anxious.
He sounded a little nervous, though, the way that he was pausing in those sentences.
He did an interview with Fox on Saturday, okay, because Fox was calling the Michigan-Texas game. And he did an interview at halftime, and he was in Cleveland Stadium, just in the booth by himself. Mm-hmm. He just looked nervous.
Yeah,
just
it is nerve wracking.
And then he did another one.
Camera.
And then he did another one yesterday morning on I think that was on Fox when their pregame show.
Right.
And he just looked nervous again to talk to whoever he was talking to.
It takes a rare talent to be able to perform like this.
He's just, he'll get better.
You know how many guys that we know that are butt funny in the parking lot, and then you bring them in here, and they
seize up?
They got nothing.
Yeah.
They got nothing.
It, oh, it takes Sam Weiner.
Huh?
Sam Weiner.
Shut up so fast. He thinks he's Jerry Seinfeld outside of that door.
I never thought he had talent in the talent, green room. He's just a chatterbox, and then he gets on air. And,
yeah, I mean, people melt down when the red light's on.
They can't help
it. They can't help it. Yeah. It's a, honestly, you got to give us respect.
It's God-given
That's
talent.
Why everyone listens thinks they could do this. You can't, trust me. Not that many people can do it.
Put together their Nubs podcast at home. I think it's going to be silly.
Crappy podcast.
Coming up next, guys, will join us is our pal Fred Smoot. We'll get back into the Commanders defense or lack thereof here on the Junkies.
All right, guys, let's talk about Debbie, Sarah, and Reynolds, the Power Room team. They're amazing. If you're thinking about selling your home, what are you doing? You have to go with the team that's going to not only give you top-level service, but also, most importantly, help you earn more from the sale of your home than any other agent. Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are proven to get more for the sellers because they already have buyers in your area. They could show you their list that's up to over 16,700 buyers. Gives them a huge advantage. As soon as your home is on the market, boom. 16,700 people take a peek at it. People that are interested in buying. Sure, you can hire your friend, your relative, your sister, your brother to sell your home, but isn't it about how much money you put in your pocket after closing? And here's the best part. Debbie and Sarah will guarantee if they can't sell their home at your price, they'll buy it themselves. You got nothing to lose. So call this number, 844-654-SOLD. That's 844-654-SOLD. 654 sold, or check them out at DebbieAsTheBuyers.com.